Zog the Gemara again, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, the two dots. Ushmoyne Sadova Gozu said that in the Aliyah of Hanani Mechizki Ben Goroin, they went over there, Levakroi, and Robu Beishamai Beis Hillel, so Beishamai were Goizer 18 Gzeres. And these are the Shmoyne Sadova. Gemara before says who Hanani Mechizki Ben Goroin was, he was Miyash of the Steers in Sefer Yecheskel, and these were the Shmoyne Sadova. Zog the Gemara. My Ninu Shmoyne Sadova. What are the Shmoyne Sadova that he was that they were Goizer? Because Robu Beishamai Beis Hillel. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah Staten Zovin. Eilu poisonous atruma. These are the things that Chachomim were goyder, they were goyzer, that apostles truma. We know that, like I said yesterday, there's a avi avois atuma, which is a mace. There's an avatuma, a gesheret could be avatuma, someone who touches a mace could be avatuma, a nida is an avatuma, metzori is an avatuma. These are avatuma. Avatuma is metame odem v'kelim. That's called the rishon. Now, odem v'kelim is metame. Usually, a sheni is only oichlin u'mashkin. Rishon can make a sheni oichlin mashkin by chulin, but chulin doesn't go any further. That's called poisel. Poisel means it stops over there. Metame means it's metame further on. It's metame itself, and it can go further. So chulin it stops by sheni, but truma ruma machmir we machmir that oichlin sheni can even metame shlishi. So you can make a shlishi, which is called shlishi l'truma. But it only passes truma, don't go further than that. And it's revi'i b'kodesh that it can go even further, meaning the sheni can make, can be metame kochim, that it can become kochim even to a revi'i. Shlishi become revi'i. Shlishi stops truma, truma stops by shlishi, and kochim by revi'i. So they made 18 zeres to passel truma. That means the truma, these things passel truma when they come to contact with truma, because of the choyma of truma. What are the things that pass a truma, even though Midrash said shouldn't pass a truma? For instance, ha'oichel oichel vishain, va'oichel oichel sheni. Meaning a person, an odom that eats oichel that's tomei tumas rishon, or oichel that's tomei tumas sheni, usually oichel is never metamen odom. Came along the Rabbonon and said that even though Rishon Latuma, and for sure Sheni Latuma, should not passel an Odom, it passels an Odom that he now becomes a Sheni, and Oibezoi, this person, is also going to be able to passel Truma. Because since the Odom now became Tomei, so Mele it's Tomei in order to passel Truma, and if he comes into contact with Truma, it's going to make the Truma Tomei. And Rashi points out that this Truma that is said, that a oichel oichel rishon, a oichel oichel sheni, pasal a truma, it doesn't mean that it's a regular tuma, that you have to have a regular tvila, that you have to have herev shemesh. That Rashi says not. Rashi, the third wide line, the second wide line, mishuna tuma zu mituma de reisa. Regular tuma de reisa, you have to have herev shemesh. But over here, no. By the tuma that they said from the Yitzchak Dover, is sagala betvila le tuma, the loiboya herev shemesh. The tefillah for the truma now that they puzzled is only without hair of shemesh. Doesn't need hair of shemesh. The tani b'sifri ain oichel oichlin tmein below a shoyse mashkin tmein tomei tumas erev. There's no tumas erev. So usually tumas deraisa you need tumas erev shemesh. Mashkin over here it doesn't. Meaning this odom that ate oichlin rishon and sheni does not need hair of shemesh. As soon as his toivel is mutter b'truma. The next thing that's mentioned from the Yitzchak Dover. Is not just Oichel Rishon and Oichel Sheni, is Metame the Odom to passel the Truma, which usually doesn't mean the Raisa, Vashoysa Mashkin Tmein, some of the drinks Mashkin Tmein. Also is going to be Metame the Odom to passel the Truma that he comes into contact with. Now, usually, over here, it's not Shaykh Rishon and the Sheni, Toys points out right away that Shoysa Mashkin Tmein, Loy Shaykh Bu Rishon Vesheni, the Oil Mashkin Tchila Hava. So, Lechoyer Mashkin is always a Tchila, that's Zer Drabonon, that Mashkin always reverts to a tchila. Avgav da'akati lo nigzak ma'ashefash besomach mikomakom ha'yudaitam ligzo miyad. V'tzich lashmina mashkin v'oichlin. There's a special chiddush in each one. K'nom besomach. Because mashkin is nice shchiach. We'll see soon in the Gemara. Like about the shchichas of drinking while you're eating or eating while you're drinking. Tosfos before points out that there's a chiddush in Rishon and Sheni too. Itran oichel Rishon l'chud. If it only say oichel Rishon. Lav yadinam ne'oichel Sheni. We're not no oichel Sheni.
You would think that Oichel Rishon is not just Pasel Truma, even Metame. That means it can go further on too. So the Chiddush is going to be that no, that Oichel Rishon and Oichel Sheni makes it into a Sheni. And that's why it cannot go any further. It's only pasul, it's not tmuya metame. If oichel rishon would make it into a rishon, then it can go further than sheni. Then it can go even, then it would be, if it would become a rishon, then it would be metame. It would go weiter. But being that it, we'll see soon in the Gemara, it only makes it into a sheni, meaning it doesn't go any further. All it does is pass the truma and not metame that it can go weiter past being a shlishi. Meaning the person that's oichel the rishon or the person that's oichel the sheni, usually adam is not tomei nitme through oichlin. The gzeir the rabbanon was that he's tomei, he's passes, he becomes tomei now in order to pass the truma. V'habo roishav rube b'mayim she'uvin. Mayim she'uvin, this is talking about Zog Rashi, after he was toivel mitumosoi. After a person toivel mitumosoi, and now he comes into mayim she'uvin, drawn water, water that was collected in a kli, that's also going to make the person tomei in order to pass the truma. Why should it pass the truma? The guy came out of the mikveh already. Why should he pass the truma? No. Special gzeira that people shouldn't think that the mayim she'uvin was mitar him. So we said anyone that goes into the, has mayim she'uvin that's poured on him, afterwards, or he goes into mayim she'uvin after the mikveh, he's going to remain tomei and truma will be possible. Zog Rashi, la'achas she'tovim mitumosu b'yam mayim she'uvin b'yoyim. The next case that they from the Yudches Dover that they pass out the truma is v'tor shenof la'roish of rubei shloish shlugim mayim shuvin. A regular toy, you don't have to be someone that was tomei that went into the mikveh and now he had shuvim on him. But even someone who is a regular toy that shenof la'roish, he had three lugim of mayim shuvin that was poured in him like a shower. We were goyzer that he's tomei. Now Tosis right away points out. First of all, bo roish of rubei mayim shuvin tape glei shutful yoim, meaning that is a tful yoim, and that's why he's still tomei. Even after harav shemesh, you have to begin a tefillah. If you had a shower afterwards, if you bogosh v'ruba, if you went into a bath after mayim shuvin after the mikveh, you have to have again a tefillah even after harav shemesh. And the next case is tor shenoflu. That was talking about like a shower was poured on him. So in fact, this is why is it by tor? By a Torah, we said only when it's nofal, when it's poured on him. Not when a person goes into a bath, like by a tful yom, mayim shuvin. But mashenam here, tafku when it's shenoflu. We don't want to make the extent of gzeris so much. By regular Torah, he can't even go into a bathtub. So that we didn't want to make it that he's possible true when he goes to a bath. We minimize it. We only said it when it falls on him. Usually they poured water on people that went into a mikveh because the mikveh was sruchim, so they poured on him. So that much we extended the gzera even by a tor, by noflu, but not by bow. Bow, we said, you go into the bath, we're not going to make an apostle a truma. The noflu, which was something which was common after mayim sruchim, after mikveh, we said, you know what, don't make a mistake and think you become tor because of the shower of noflu. So we said it by a tohar, only by noflu, but not by bow. That means all kisvei hakodesh, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvin, pasal truma b'magon. Special gzeri they made since people used to put truma in the Aron Kodesh next to Svarim. They figured it's a safe place, and mice used to come eat the sifrei hakodesh. So he said any contact of Svarim, sifrei hakodesh, it pasals truma, so they won't put it in the Aron Kodesh. They won't put kodesh by kodesh. Vayodayim. Yadayim, stam, yadayim before netila, that's part of the kolos, the ketilas yadayim that we have by bread, is taka for truma, is yadayim, as koni is the Gemara is going to say, and it passes truma. Vatul yoim. Someone who's a tul yoim, the Gemara is going to ask later, tul yoim is the raisa, but tul yoim also passes truma. Va'oichlin va'kelim shenitlu b'mashkin. Meaning, if they were nitma through mashkin, it's also going to pass the truma. The Gemara is going to discuss each one individually. In fact, the Gemara first a general question. Man tana the first case that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Ha oichel oichel rishon va oichel oichel sheni mifsel pasli tmuya loy metamu daf yudalid. Who is the tana that holds that if you eat oichel rishon or if you eat oichel sheni, it renders the person tome only that he can passel truma, but not that he can be metame truma, that truma should be able to be metame further. Meaning, what does that mean, Zog Rashi? It doesn't make the truma into a sheni, it makes it into a shlishi. It doesn't go any further. Who is the Tana that says it makes it only into tmuya mifsa pasa and not tmuya metame? It's a shitzer b'shua. Why? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. If you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. Sheni. Shlishi. That's clearly not like our Mishnah. Because if a rishon, oichel rishon becomes a rishon, then it should be even t'muyim etama. Then the person only becomes a rishon. Well, a rishon can make a sheni, and a sheni can make a shlishi, so go weiter for truma. We say dafka mifsel pasli. So it's not Rebbe Elazar Shita, but rather Rebbe Shua. Rebbe Shua oimer, ha'oichel oichel rishon, va'oichel oichel sheni, sheni. Sai if you eat a rishon. Sai if you eat a sheni, you always become a sheni. Shlishi, if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni lekoidesh. Ve'ein sheni letruma. Now you only become a sheni lekoidesh because kochim can go even further. Ve'ein sheni letruma. But not a if you eat a shlishi, you don't become a sheni letruma. When is this referring to? Bechulin shenas v'altaris truma. If someone eats, because usually you can't eat a shlishi yechayiv misa, that means it's truma. Something that's posel a shlishi, that means that you're eating truma, yechayiv misa for that.
It's truma.
Correct. And talking about truma, shlishi is only truma, because by chulin there's no thing as shlishi. So we're talking about a person that eats chulin shenas v'altaris truma. You're eating chulin as if it would have been truma, because you want to make sure that your truma remains tahar. So, but al-Koponim, what's the b'shua shita? Oichel, oichel, rishon, va'oichel, oichel, sheni, both become a sheni. So we see clearly that a sheni makes a sheni. Rashi says, where do we find such a precedent that a sheni makes a sheni? Usually, tuma goes a step further. So, Rashi, motzinu sha'sheni ois a sheni ayde mashkin. Through mashkin, we find such a precedent. Why? The mashkin afilu en shniim nasin tchila. This is a special gzeir rabbanon. The mashkin, even if the shniim dem nasin tchila. So anything that touches the mashkin now, magon becomes a sheni. So to over here, to a machmir mit rabbanon, that a sheni to makes the oichel kiyotzeboy, that it remains a sheni. So that's shitas a b'shua, that it's mifsel paslen t'muyu lamitame, because it becomes a sheni. So if you become a sheni, so mele, it doesn't go any further than truma. It only makes the truma possible, but not weiter to metame weiter. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Euchel, euchel rishon. Ve euchel, euchel sheni. My time goes to be rabbon on tumor. What's the reason? What's tak of shalin is yutchas dover? When someone eats euchel rishon, someone eats euchel sheni. Why is it that the word goes to tumor? My time goes to be rabbon on tumor. Sagt die Gemara, the reason is, the zimrin de euchel, euchel and tmein. A person might eat euchel and tmein. Veshokil mashkin the tuma. He's eating oichel and tmein, and while he's eating, he might take a drink from mashkin of truma. At the same time, that the oichel of tmein is in his mouth. Veshodi lepume, and he'll take this drink in his mouth while the food is in his mouth, because you want to take a drink in order to swallow the food. That's what usually is done. Veshodi mashkin lepume upasalui, and you'll pass the truma. You're not allowed to be passing truma. So we said that anyone that eats Oichel Rishon and Oichel Sheni, they were goyzer tumah in order that you shouldn't drink truma that is tahar while you're eating oichlin that are tomei. Doesn't make a difference if it's Rishon or Sheni. We don't want the truma to come into contact with tumah dik oichel. So that's where they were goyzer tumah. Uposele. Zog the Mora, shoyse mashkin tmein. One of the things we mentioned also is shoyse mashkin tmein. So my time it goes be rabbon and tumah. Why when you show some mashkin tmein? Why would you go to tumah over there? So Moses says fakert. The zimn in the shows some mashkin tmein. A person could be drinking mashkin tmein, and while he's drinking, not so common. V'shokel oichel in the tumah. While you're drinking, you take food in your mouth while you're drinking. While you're eating, you take drink. That's more common because you wanna swallow. But while you're drinking, to take food is also chash. So you might be drinking mashkin that are tmein, and you might take tar the katrum in your mouth while you're drinking, and we want to prevent it from being possible, the truma tahira. So therefore, we said shoysim mashkin tmeim, he becomes tomei, so he won't eat truma. So he won't put truma in his mouth while he's drinking mashkin tmeim. So that's the same zera. Both of them are saying that you'll take truma, either a drink of truma or a food item of truma while you're eating or while you're drinking. What's the difference? Maritem, you might think, maybe it's only shchiach to drink while you're eating, like we said, to swallow. But to eat while you're drinking is not shchiach. So why we goes over there that maybe you'll take a food item of truma while you're drinking? So that even in such a case, we're goyzer and we're choshed. And that's what we taka said, that oichlin mashkin, shoysa mashkin, and oichlin that are tomei.
will make the person tomei in pasal truma.
Zog the Gemara, the next case was v'abogayshev rubim ma'im shuvin. That means even after someone went into the mikvah, and now he has a shower poured on him, or he goes into a bathtub, still, since it's ma'im shuvin, he becomes pasal for truma, even though he was tar. My time it goes be rabbanon tumah. What's the reason where it goes to tumah when you go into a bath? Omer Abibi, Omer Avasi, shebetchilo itagim b'meim ma'oros, mechunosin v'sruchin. People used to go into mikvahs in ma'oros, in caves. And that water might have been kosher mikvah water, but it was sruchin, it was disgusting, it was sitting there, still water that was all putrid. It didn't smell the most pleasant. So what do people do after they come into such a mikvah? What do? You want to wash yourself off. So they used to take ma'im shuvin and pour it on them. Like they said, that's a regilus. You pour on yourself, gimalugin, push it to get rid of the smell. So what's wrong with that? He's chilu v'osim kva. So they used to make it into a kva, a standard thing. Megetsu mikvah, it was ma'im shuvin. Make sure you pour yourself to get the smell off you. So what's wrong with this kva? Gozru aleim tumah. So the goes a tumah.
That you are tummy when it's poured on you.
Because people used to say that this is what's matar you. They used to say, lo elu matarin. The mikvah that you went into wasn't matar you. Ela elu, ve elu matarin. It's side of mikvah and side of water that you need afterwards for the taira. So, who cares? If at the end of the day you go into the mikvah and then you also go into a bathtub or your water is poured on you, who cares that people said you need both for the Tyra? At the end of the day, you went into the mikvah. What does it bother me? What does it take away from the Tyra that you had beforehand? My nafkamina, hokotavli. At the end of the day, you went to the mikvah before they poured on you. Hokotavli mahanach. Elo marova. Shoyoimrim loy elo metarin. They used to say that the mikvah is not metar. Not just that you need both. The mikvah is not what's metar you. Elo elo metarin. Napshad, you need both. It's only the water, the ma'im shuvin, that's metar you, because that was a must. You always have to make sure to get rid of the suchin. So they said that is what's metar you. Well, that's a terrible mikshal. If they'll say only elam metarin, then you leave out the first part of the process, and you'll think that ma'im shuvin is metar.
Just like today, you can go take a shower after.
Oh, there's negeya by neither. We'll see in a second. That's exactly what I want to discuss, because the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. Stavon Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Even after the Gemara says exeira that they said elam metarin, at the end of the day, they went into the mikvah. He really asked on the Gemara early, meaning at the end of the day, they went into the mikvah. Zolzan it's ruchin. Meinaf kamina, what they think, that it's elu metagin, it's not elu metagin. Who cares what they think? At the end of the day, you went into the mikvah. So zok to Bnei Yeshua that you won't be mechaven l'shem tvilas mikvah when you go into the mikvah the first time. The first tvila that you take in the mikvah, you won't be mechaven. Now, you asked me l'gabe enida. So the Ramah in Yoredeya Simreish Aleph brings the deis of the Rishonim, the Mordechai, I think, that it's osur for a woman to, there's two shittas, an osur for a woman to go into Ma'im Shuvin after she goes to a mikvah, Lemeni Dosa. Regular woman, she goes to the mikvah, before she's with her husband, she can't go and take a shower, she can't go into a bath, she can't go into Ma'im Shuvin. What's this based on? It's based on this Gemara. This Gemara says that people will say, Lo Yehle Metarin, Ela Yehle Metarin. So Mela, that is at least a two deis. Halacha, it's not the Poshet, but he says there's two deis. So the Achronim discuss why Taka are the two deis. Why by Nida is it not so Poshet, and why by regular Tuma that we talk about over here for Truma or for other things, by Truma Lamashal we say it's Poshet that you're not allowed to. Why is there a Poshet Xer over there? So the Motcha is Taka this Mekor that he says that by Nida also you can't go into Maim Shuvin after the Tefillah. So, but what's the Akopan and why is the Tut Stodim in the Rishonim? Dr. Meir Simchin Or Sameach, he says a Gvaldige Chilik and a Chiddush. And he says as follows in Lomdus. He says, by someone who ate, who was possible for Truma, and now he has to go into the mikveh in order to eat Truma, so there's a din that you need Herif Shemesh. And in Yitches, though, you don't need Herif Shemesh, we said. But a regular, real Tuma, the Raisa, you need Herif Shemesh in order to eat Truma. That means even when into the mikveh, a tful yoim still has tuma on him. So over here, there's a mechudish dekadin, since you still have tuma on you after the tefila, so here we can say if you pour on yourself water now after this mikvah, since you weren't really tar, you still had tuma on you, v'arai, you need Erev Shemesh. So it's upshot, it's a new tuma that we're creating with the Maim Shuvin. Not the pshat that we can learn. What's pshat in this Mayim Shuvin that you pour on you? Is it a new tumah that were goyz on you? Mayim Shuvin makes you tome? Zokta Mei Simcha, no. It's the alta tumah because there's some tumah left over here. Varaya, you have to wait for nightfall. You have to wait to have Shemesh. So over here, we can be mechadish that since you have some type of tumah still on you, you need Erev Shemesh, and the full yom is not Torah for tumah yet, midaraisa. So then we can say Mayim Shuvin reverts back and strengthens this tumah that's still somewhat hovering over you. And that's why it's taka osa. And that's why the Mayim Shuvin, they were goyza. Masha Enke by Nida, there's no such thing. A woman that's tar, if you pour in her Mayim Shuvin, she becomes Tomei? Of course not. A woman that went into the mikveh, there's no din of Erev Shemesh. She's allowed to be with her husband before that. There's no din of Erev Shemesh, no tul yoim by Anida. So over here, there's no tumi yeshona that's still hovering over you. So over here, there's a tzad to say that Mayim Shuvin doesn't passel. When does Mayim Shuvin stare me? Because you have an alta tumi that's still somewhat hovering over you. For Raya, you need Erev Shemesh. That's maybe only by Truma. Mashenka by Nida, there is no din, there's no such musig of Mayim Shuvin that makes you Tomei. By Truma there is. By saying over here, since there's no such thing as Mayim Shuvin makes you Tomei, so Mela, maybe the tzad that she does, it wouldn't stare if she goes into Mayim Shuvin after the Mikvah Lemei Tagosoi. That is, a component, that's a machalik. So Shoyin explains what the lumdus would be. It's not pshat, it's a new Tumah that we're misakin, it's the Alta Tumah, and that's why it's only negay by Truma, and maybe not by Ishanita. But Lemaisi, we fearzich, there's 2 days in the Ramah, and a woman doesn't go into Mayim Shuvin after the Mikvah. Zok the Gemara Vaito, V'tohar Shenofla Roishav Ruba Shloish Lugim Mayim Shuvin. Another case that we said, not just someone who has to go to the mikveh because he's Tomei, but even a regular tar that has Shloish Lugim Mayim Shuvin that was poured on him. Like Toys said, we're not going to make Xeris so vite by tar even going to a bath. Only the case that was goggled by Mayim Shuvin over there with Goyzer. Where Goyzer, when a regular tar has Mayim Shuvin poured on him, he's Pasul Truma. Why would he go over there? If you don't have this din that shloisha lugin maim shuvin passes a person from truma, then you're not going to have the other gzera that we said that someone who went into the mikveh and now he has shloisha lugin that's poured on him. One is dependent on the other. So in Mela, that is why it's iloi kaimaha, loi kaimaha. Shuvin after mitame tar, then it could also be mitame after the mikveh. The sefer, what's the reason that any food that comes into contact with the sefer, any truma that touches the sefer makes it possible? My time goes by rabbanu tuma. Where did they place truma? They figured the best place to hide it is kodesh by kodesh. Put it on kodesh next to the svarim. Save eight to seven tera. But Omru high kodesh by kodesh. Kevin because of the cost of the pseida. It became the pseida. Why? Because achborim used to come and eat the truma, which ended up being eating the svarim. So Gozbi Rabbanu Tumah, he said, truma can't come into contact with svarim. And any Tanakh, any Sifri HaKodesh. V'hayodayim, why do hands that come into contact with truma, why is it metame the truma? Why does it pass the truma? And that's like why we wash our hands. Mireshiyodayim askoniyos hein. Meaning, since hands, Rashi brings two pshatim in askoniyos. What is the pshat in askoniyos? Zog Rashi, v'noigim b'psore, since they touch your basar, so it's a gnai for the truma. It's a zilzel for the truma. It's a gnai that it touches places that are not nikiyos. V'nimas lo'oichlin k'shengliyabah b'yadayim esuavos. So that's the pashto reason. In order that truma should not touch your hands, which are askoniyos. V'rabis heinu mefoshim enuchshash. Chashinu shemenogi yodah b'tuma. Not stam yadayim askoniyos, they touch mekoymes b'tunovos. No, yadayim might have touched something that is tomei. V'nitma, and now it became tomei. If it's tomei, of course it passes truma. I've then found Rashi three kashas. Kashli, im kenechesh shemenoga ba'avatuma. Once you choshes to touch tuma, maybe touch avatuma. So then it should go much weiter. V'nim tzerishon should only become a rishon avizoy. An avatuma makes a rishon. V'yitmeron, then it should go weiter, not just pasul. V'oyed another kasha ma'ishni yadayim luchudayu. If you choshes about touching, then the whole person's body becomes tumah. When a person touches tuma, then his body is tumah, not just his hands. So b'chol gufa nigzer lifsal tuma shemenoga yada b'tuma. V'nit b'chol gufa his whole guf, even if his elbow touches the tuma, should be a problem. The third. If he's tomei because maybe he touched tuma, then tefillah's yadayim is not going to help. Then you need tefillah only. So the Ritva says that be'etzem, he answers this three kashan Rashi. He says be'etzem is only chumad rabbonon by truma. So melu they were not machmir too much in order to say that you need more than a tefillah, in more than the choshesh for the yadayim itself. And melu you're not choshesh that he touched a real avatuma. That's what the Ritva answers. But Kaponim Rashi says we're talking about pashut mesuavos And Memela Tumas Yadayim is because it's not, it's a zilza for the Truma. Zog the Mogha, Tono, Af Yadayim Aboyim Machma Sefer Poisat Truma. An additional Gzeira. Question is this part of Yudchas Dover or not? We'll see the Cheshbon later. But even Yadayim that touch the Sefer also Pasal Truma, merely by touching a Sefer. Mishum de Rapanach. Domer Rapanach said, Oicha Sefer Teuer, Rapanach Oicha Sefer Teuer, Oicha Sefer Teuer, Orum, Nikva Orum. If you touch the Klaf itself, you Nikva Orum. So, Orum, Sakadaitach, what does that mean? Elam Abzeher, Orum, Beloi Mitzvahs. You have no mitzvahs. You lose all your mitzvahs by touching the Sefer Teuer, Orum. If you touch the Klaf, Beloi Mitzvah, Sakadaitach, Elam, Orum, Beloi Oisam Mitzvah. That mitzvah, the mitzvah, whatever you did, if you were learning from the Sefer Torah, you lose that learning. If you were goyel Sefer Torah, you lose the mitzvah of glila. If you did hagba and you touch it, you lose the mitzvah of hagba. Whatever the mitzvah was, you lose that mitzvah. And so mele the chiddush is that if you touch a Sefer Torah, since your daim touch a Sefer Torah, so mele af your daim haboyim machma sefer also pass a truma. Tosis points out, k'tas mashma. The lav dafka sefer Torah, the kol kisvei hakodesh nami maseches yadayim shem tamis yadayim. Not just sefer Torah, but all kisvei hakodesh. Kevega says that we shouldn't touch a mezuzah if it doesn't have a covering. It's all kisvei hakodesh. Lemaisa, we're makel when it comes to kisvei hakodesh like a megillah. Megillah, we touch the klaf, right? So if you have a dafka in 1/8 chayim, like the Goyen says, maybe you don't. But lemaisa, you touch the klaf and you unroll it like the geres. So we only lemaisa are machmir by a real sefer Torah. At least it's 2 days in the poskim.
Meaning only to touch it with mitpachas, with the cloth, and not directly.
Yeah, but that has a covering. The mezuzah has a covering. I'm talking about Zoktim Kivega. If a mezuzah doesn't have a covering, it's the same yisoid of Oichas Sefer Torah Ogum. You shouldn't touch all Kisvei HaKodesh.
You shouldn't touch it bare-handed.
All right, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the omelet.